Nikki and Damo's Code Red Breakfast.
And this morning we welcome back to the show Guy Sebastian. Guy, welcome back. How are you doing?
I'm very well. Trying to kick this jet lag at the moment. I'm still in my Qantas pyjamas and doing these interviews.
Oh boy, you poor thing. Now you've just flown back from LA. What were you doing over in the States?
I was just doing some shows and stuff like that and trying to just get settled. We just moved like probably about 2 months ago, and so we're just doing all the things like getting social security numbers and trying to find a house. And we bought a car, which is pretty cool. And the day that I left, I bought, because you need to drive everywhere, like you can't walk pretty much anywhere in LA, you need a car. We needed another vehicle, so I bought myself a Harley Softail custom chopper.
Nice!
Sucks buying something like that the day you leave, you know, because I think I rode it that day for about 6 hours before my flight was, and I'm hanging to get back to it.
So you've officially moved to the States now?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm sort of doing both. Like, it is weird. Like, a lot of people say, oh, I live over there, but I come back here as well. But it literally is, like, when I look at my calendar over the next year, I'm there for half of the time is what I'm here for, because, I'm sort of doing playing shows, and then I'm doing this X Factor show as well. And so it's going to be a pretty busy year, and I'll spend a lot of it up in the air flying.
Now, I believe you initially turned the X Factor down. What made you come around?
It was basically just the timing of it. Like, I just moved and getting everything sorted. And also, like, I had a bunch of shows and stuff booked over there. But then Sony over here spoke to Sony over there, and we managed to shift everything around. And, yeah, it was fine. Like, they really wanted me to do it. And so I thought I may as well give it a crack. And then thought it's a pretty good judging panel too, like having Natalie Imbruglia and Ronan Keating on. It's going to be pretty interesting. And so we'll see how it goes. I mean, you can never guarantee success with these sort of shows. It's all dependent on who walks in the doors, because if they all suck, it's going to be a pretty crappy show, you know. So hopefully we find some good talent.
And if all else fails, you can go back to the States to your baby, the chopper.
Exactly. Yeah. Right into the sunset.
Now, you've got a brand new single out, Never Gonna Hold You Down. What's the inspiration behind this one?
Basically, I was in LA, actually, when I wrote this, and it's just like an old soul song, I guess, like an old happy soul song. Like, I think when I was writing this, I just wanted to write a song which was, you know, those moments where, I don't know if you've been in this situation, but I have in the past, where you meet someone and you know it's never going to work. Like, you think, oh, this is stupid. Like, there's no future in it. But you think, well, but I'm going to do it anyway, and I'm going to have a crack and see how it goes anyway, because I'd rather experience it for a minute, you know, than, you know, experience it, you know, even if it lasts a week, than to never have experienced it all. And so it's the whole song is just about that. It's called Never Hold You Down, which is pretty much saying, like, I'll never basically keep you. I know you just want to have fun and you just want to do your thing, but anyway, I'm gonna give it a crack.
Now, speaking of that track, there's also a quite inventive video that's come along with it that you've shot in LA as well, and it features Mark Furze, of course, formerly of Home and Away. How did that one come about? Because it looks like there's a lot of intricate things that had to happen in it.
There was. It was basically all shot in one take, and so from Woe to Go, it's all shot in basically one take, and it starts on me, and then there's all different people coming through the video, and it's shot in 3D. So that's pretty cool, which is pretty useless unless you've got a 3D TV, which not many people have at the moment. But it was shot on Venice Beach, and basically I play a bunch of different characters. Like, I'm trying to woo this girl and trying to get her on board, and so I try a bunch of different characters. Like, the camera sort of pans to her, and then I quickly get changed into like this rock star slash sort of character and try and impress her with that, and she just doesn't want a bar of it. And then it pans back to, you know, someone juggling chainsaws or something on Venice Boardwalk, and then while they're doing that, I'm getting changed into like a Lil Wayne sort of rapper hip hop character, and that doesn't work. And then I come a nerd, and anyway, nothing works, and she's sort of like, you know, she's into me a little bit, but she's just having a bit of fun, and she goes on her way, and then I see this other girl come past, and basically, the whole process starts again of me trying to impress this girl.
So what was it like getting changed on Venice Beach?
It wasn't too embarrassing. There's so many, you know, nude and weird people on that beach anyway, so I think I wasn't shocking anybody.
Nothing nothing new.
No.
Now, of course, you are back in the country, and while you're here, you're going to be doing a bit of a tour and, of course, coming to the Southern Cross Club. What can we expect from this tour? Because you're calling it the Bring Yourself Tour.
Which is a little bit of false advertising. It doesn't mean you can only bring one person. I don't want to limit myself to that and not sell any tickets. If you want to bring your mates, you can bring your mates as well as yourself. But Bring Yourself is a song on my album, and it's one of my favourites. It's a big sort of soulful piano ballad, and basically, I sort of thought I'd lead with this track as the tour track. But it's a really fun tour, actually. This one, I just really want to basically have a bit of a party, and, you know, from young and old, to just get them all up dancing and get them on stage, and I'm going to be out in the crowd.
And we noticed that your support on the tour is Chris Sebastian. Is this your brother?
It is my little brother. He's an awesome singer, hey. Like, he's a really cool little R&B singer, and he's going to have a record coming out soon as well. Yeah, I can't wait for people to hear him, because he's got wicked songs. Like, he's a really good little pop songwriter, and people will love him.
I can't wait to hear the stories afterwards of you two travelling together.
I know. Look, we've grown up together, and I tormented him. I was the worst older brother. I used to do all sorts of just the worst tricks to... I was so mean. I remember breaking a window and blaming it on him.
Nice.
He was too young to have a voice. I remember, I used to tell him, if he cleaned my room... Right, this is the worst. If he cleaned my room, then I would take him up to the attic where there was heaps and heaps of toys. It was an old broken down toy factory that had all old toys lying around.
Creative.
And he was so young that he'd just be like, he'd go and he'd fold all my clothes.
Oh,
and I'd have this crappy cheap toy up there, and then I'd tell him it's too dangerous for him to go, and I'd reach up and grab this old crappy toy that he's probably already seen.
I like to think it's character building.
Exactly.
I really hope you keep him on his toes during the tour.
Oh, don't worry, I will.
All right, well, as the siren sound behind you, you can catch the brothers...
It sounds like I'm in the ghetto.
No, you can catch the brothers Sebastian at the Southern Cross Club at Canberra at June 23. And, of course, we've got tickets to give away. But for now, thank you, Guy Sebastian. Can't wait to check you out in Canberra.
No worries, guys. Thanks, Eve.
Catch the guys weekdays from 6 a.m. on 97.7 Snow FM.